Wait, mammoth headwear?
Yeah. Mammoth.
So your targeted ads, like, you're just looking through Instagram, it's big hat companies.
Yeah, LaMood comes out. I love LaMood ads.
I love LaMood. LaMood,
they just take models that don't have big heads and Photoshop their heads to
be bigger. Yeah,
and it's cartoonish.
but complain about that.
No, I love everything LaMood is doing. They shouldn't stop.
But wait, you need representation of real big-headed people.
There's another hat company called Mammoth?
Yeah, Mammoth Headwear.
Jesus Christ.
This is not sponsored.
They put their, like, logo on it. I'm not a big, like, I don't really like that with companies in general. Is and it then it's big, also, like...
Big woolly mammoth wearing a hat?
Is well, a woolly it's mammoth like, with an extra big head?
Yeah. I mean, it
it's
is like
really silly looking.
It is like a woolly mammoth thing.
How many hats
is
do they think you need? You already have the hats. Like, is this only thing you're buying L9? Is
no. Are you addicted to hats?
See that?
He's
a hat. Logo. See, it's like
mammoth.
Oh, it's kind of like a skull.
It's a hat you can wear to say my head is fucking big.
Well, that's what. Well, that's what I don't like about Mammoth. It's like, why do you gotta just make the big hat? Don't keep the thing off it. That's the name of the website. But don't put it on my head. Mammoth.
Keep the giant woolly elephant tusk monster off of
Mammoth
it.
Mammoth headwear.
It's like the clothing store
head.
From like the 90s, like Dress Barn. Remember Dress Barn?
Yes. And
are you like a fucking farm animal? Are you as big as a cow?
Hey, my mom used to shop at Dress Barn.
Yeah.
So
did mine.
My mother was a saint.
But she was a saint. It's a sin.
You have Dress Barn.
Dress Barn for your old cows of a lady. Roo, come on.
It was a
success. We're going to corral you in.
They opened the first one, they put the sign up, and then they just hid and laughed at the first lady to come in. And then another one came in, and another one came in, and they were like, wait a minute.
They hid behind the hay.
Yeah.
I wish it was like that. Dresses on like cow mannequins.
When you open the door, the bell sounds like the bell on the cow.
Oh, that's a funny thing to do at any place like that. Like walk into a Weight Watchers and it's like a cow bell. Another cow walked in. That's terrible.
You are listening to the Super Live Adventure Podcast. I am Chris Sorrentino.
I'm John Saluga.
And I'm Laura.
Yeah, in the Staten Island wing.
Yay.
I will say up top, because I think we said that Pete Ravello is going to be on the next episode.
Yeah, he was.
He's not, because it's not his fault. We had to cancel on him.
Yeah, between the two.
So you got me.
Everybody was sick.
Everyone's sick, so let's call Laura. Always reliable.
You've got a better immune system.
Call her
than
in
me.
From the barn.
Clang, 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 clang. Oh, Bessie, get in here. Get the bucket under her. She's going to do a podcast.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, thank you for replacing Pete.
I mean, I'll always replace Pete. Let me know anytime.
We're due to have you on.
Yeah, no, we missed you.
I've been due.
Yeah,
we missed you. Missed you guys too.
Yeah,
I was just gonna come on and do some of Pete's material, but I'll
you should.
We'll see.
I was gonna do it when he was on. I was gonna tell him about it, but that reel that kept playing on my phone, did I tell you about that?
No.
With my kids in the, you ever go to Instagram and like a reel plays automatically,
right?
And then you go back to Instagram and like the same, like for some reason the same reel, you'll just see it again and again. It's almost like the algorithm wants you to
right.
do
you,
more
you
with
like
it. I'm like,
this.
You've shown this
you
to
like
me like four
it.
times.
Share it.
And it was every time with my kids in the room, I would go to check Instagram, and it was Pete going, "Speaking of porn," every time, and I go and I would scroll real fast to the next thing, and then it happened. I swear to God, it happened like 4 times.
Oh my God!
Speaking of porn,
Instagram really wants you to know.
Daddy, what's porn?
That's such a funny way. Where I love that. That's where he put the edit too. Yeah. Nobody was talking about porn. No. Nobody. I'm just scrolling Instagram. I'm looking at big hats. Put my just checking to see if there's a new big hat.
My mammoth melon is looking for some classy headbands. And you're talking about all this crazy shit, Pete. No, we'll have Pete on.
Well,
soon.
We'll have him on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's we had around to switch nights, and it wasn't going to work for him. But yeah, everybody was sick here at the Slap Studio, Staten Island, where we are now.
Everybody's were sick at my house. Before. Yeah. I was sick. My son was sick. You didn't get it.
I didn't. It helped that I burned my family.
You burned. You burned the mattresses.
Burned everything. Machines.
What you do.
I just fumigated the whole house. Everything's gone.
Smart.
It's family gone. Germs are gone. Look at this. Listen, I'm a free man.
We didn't live through a pandemic and not learn a few things.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. If more people burn their families, we could have gone outside more, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so selfish. Right?
Look about it. It's like, you know, Luke Skywalker treatment. Like, you get, your family goes up in flames, you're free. You can just go wherever you want. I'll hang out with you, old guy.
And that's where we found him tonight, hanging out on the corner.
Yeah. Chasing old guys. Take me with you. Take me with you. There's a princess. They weren't having it.
You said there was a possum here when I got here?
I meant to ask. Yeah, he's got a big chubby face. He was crunching down on some food. He's got like...
Is it a new one? Because I delivered bad news. I passed it. Like,
no,
coming here. Was it? I forget if it was the last time I was here or not, but like I passed a dead one right like on the corner. And I was like, oh, and I debated telling him. You know what I mean? Because I knew it would put him in a funk, but I was also like, if there's one that's not coming around.
No, remember, like 2 nights later, do you remember? I sent you a picture. I was like, it wasn't my guy.
Is this that guy then?
I don't know, because I can't get that close. But this one's Mr. Crunchy Face, because he's got a big face. I don't know if the other one just, he ate so much that he got a big face, or this new one, he's like a real piggle. You know what I mean? Like,
I got to see a possum.
You're feeding him pepperoni, pizza, hot dogs.
We're having a good time.
Yeah,
listen,
I mean,
let me tell
you're plumping him up.
It's like, I'm out here like the the lady at the mall with the food sample chasing you around the food court.
You want a pepperoni?
Yeah.
Like a piece
of bourbon chicken on the end of a toothpick.
It suits you. It's where I figured you should be at this time in your life.
It's where I'm most comfortable.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I think so.
It suits me.
One day he's going to go live with them.
That's right.
That's what it's.
Then
that's
I'll
it.
Burn them down.
Well, now that he burned his whole family, he could just be the raccoon guy of Staten Island.
I don't know who else is.
They're around.
There's got to be a bunch. You think there's a lot of that going on? What you're doing?
Yeah.
What you're doing? You know the way you are. You think other people are that way?
Yeah, there's got to be
raccoons.
There's got to be.
Come on, they're so cute.
Yeah.
All right. John, come on.
You got a pet a raccoon? Let him know that you think he's special in your life.
Do you touch the possum or that?
No,
can't...
that's what I said. I can't get close to the possum. The possums, I look at them and they run away. Possums are different types of animals. Yeah. Raccoons want to play with you. Possums are like, no.
Okay.
Possums are like, they know they're ugly and they're like, no, don't look at me. Like, they know, like, because people look at them and they're like, ah, they want to like smash them.
I know.
Them, like,
I don't get that, but I mean, I can see it. Because
they look
but
like
I don't
rats. It's the tail. They have very rat-like features.
Yeah, but
there's been
faces,
a lot of
though.
Positive
I
press.
Like him. You guys see this guy. He's got a real chubby,
little
chubble
pink
face.
Nose. And...
Yeah. I love
There's been
him.
A lot of positive possum press on
Has
the
there?
Socials. Yes,
All
over
right,
the past
that's
few
good.
Years.
That's good.
You know,
All
like,
right.
hey, they're marsupials. Hey, they eat ticks. Hey, they're not going to hurt you. And they don't have rabies. You
they
know,
can't carry rabies. Body temperature's too high.
Yeah.
Do they have three vaginas? Because I just learned that was Gail shared in the Discord. Kangaroos have three.
It's only Friday
three
night. I'll let
vaginas.
You know. I'll let you know after.
What
yeah, tomorrow
they
night.
It like
all weekend,
splits. It like splits into three.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the kangaroo has like a Like a the penis kind of, yeah, like a pronged penis splits into like two.
Oh.
And there's like, so in the vagina, there's like the side vaginas for the semen to go up, and then there's the center vagina for the joey to come down.
Wow.
Oh, it is and it separate? It's like a car wash. You go in.
Yeah. It goes,
oh,
yeah,
interesting,
like
design.
That.
I like and this then, design choice.
And then they end up in the pouch, and then I was reading that you could have, so a female kangaroo could have like an embryo ready to go while also nurturing a joey in the pouch while also taking care of a joey out of the pouch.
Wow.
Like it's possible.
While also getting hammered in her side vagina.
Oh, mom's really doing all. Those...
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Like good old kangaroo Jack having a hump or two.
Let me see. Good possum. For that guy. Yeah, let's scroll up the Google.
Possum, three vaginas.
Here's my search history now. Possum.
Possum vagina.
Possum vagina.
That's a good name for a band.
Possum vagina.
Possum vagina.
That's going to be our side. That's going to be our side project.
Oh, okay.
Chris and Laura are in their own band.
Possum
it's called
vagina.
Possum vagina.
This says they have, well, according to, the, I guess they have three. This article says they have two vaginas and an extra...
A fuck box on the side.
Pseudo vagina.
Pseudo vagina. Oh, that's a better name for a band.
Oh, I wish I had a pseudo vagina.
Your logo's a possum?
Yes. Yeah, winking. Pseudo vagina. Hey, why ya trying to hide ya? Pseudo vagina.
What's the function of the pseudo vagina?
You know.
I don't
That's wild. The pseudo vagina.
That
I
comes
don't know.
In handy. Can you not get pregnant from the pseudo vagina?
Maybe. Well, that's kind of like ducks just... have those like these the like
the fake
the
yeah.
fake yeah.
That's kind of yeah.
But that's pseudo. Nice. It's not fake. It's just like, hey, you want to fool around? We don't want to. You know, we don't want to get too serious. Why don't you go in the pseudo vagina?
I just want to fuck you. I don't want to have your kid.
Yeah, that would be
just,
really
can
helpful.
Can you use the other one? No, not that one.
Not
no,
that
what,
one.
Yeah, no, that one. Yeah, yeah.
2 inches. There you we
go.
Are.
All right.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe this is like the kangaroo.
Can you believe he didn't use my pseudo vagina? Oh, do you like him like that? Not really, but...
You know, he ate my pussy. Yeah, not the right one.
Not the right one. Not the right one. Have you let him graduate?
It. Okay, I'm sorry. The pseudo vagina is like the kangaroo. It's that central one, the center one
for the baby to come out.
Yeah, so it's the pseudo vaginal canal forms in a loose connective tissue that lies between the vaginal cul-de-sac.
The vaginal cul-de-sac.
Wow, what a place to live.
I've never heard those two words together.
Man, you got to come out to the suburbs, man. You got to come out to the vaginal cul-de-sac.
It's real nice out here, man. Yeah. We got the semen playing in the streets.
Oh, this is a real safe neighborhood. Everybody slows down when they're driving around the vagina cul-de-sac.
Make a left at the pseudo vagina and you'll end up in the vaginal cul-de-sac.
Well, basically it appears as needed, yeah, and then wow. goes away.
Why are they, it's like the Brigadoon of pussies.
Honestly, why aren't feminists talking about this? Do they know?
No.
Disappears soon after birth and reforms with the birth of each new litter. What factors control the formation and reabsorption of the pseudo-vaginal canal in the opossum are unknown.
Wow.
Is this just a marsupial thing?
It's a marsupial thing.
Wow. They are cool, huh?
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of marsupials.
Think about that next time you hit one with your car.
Hey, you want to go fighting joeys?
Next time you run over a possum, think about, did it absorb that pussy? I don't know. How many pussies did it die with? I don't know. I'll never know.
Oh, man.
I kept driving. I needed to buy a bagel.
Ha ha ha.
Welcome to Staten Island.
Wow, yeah, so much. That. We learned something.
We learned a lot. I felt like that was like, that's what school was supposed to be. You know?
Yeah, right. I know.
You know, we're having fun. we're talking about a positive vagina.
Yeah.
You want to get kids interested, you sprinkle this stuff.
Yeah.
In.
Some vagina fucking info.
Oh, now you have to touch one.
Oh, I'm dying.
All right.
I gotta get my finger.
I'm sorry. I gotta put my foot down.
Three fingers.
At the molestation of a marsupial in your yard. Okay?
We're gonna check.
He's not. He doesn't have to check.
I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
Oh, look at me. I'm a scientist. I'm fucking a raccoon inside of a possum.
Oh, my God. It's like the turducken. Like, what are you calling? What can we call most super? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Terfucking. I don't know. Terfucking style.
Yeah, what do you pseudo vagina?
Pseudo vagina. I don't know.
I think I want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Pseudo vagina.
Like with an opossum, and then it just says pseudo vagina.
Be like a Phil Collins. Pseudo
vagina. Pseudo vagina.
That's what I would.
People would then see my t-shirt and they would Google it, like, because they'd be like confused. What the fuck is this? And then they would learn about marsupial vaginas. We're just.
How come you guys haven't evolved into that yet? How do you not have a pseudo vagina?
I'm seriously jealous. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm disappointed now. It has all women.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we couldn't do more for you. I'm sorry we couldn't do more for you.
I'm a big lover of women.
Maybe one day with science and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, go
cross a woman with a possum.
That's just what we need.
Fixer.
Possum women.
Possum women. Possum woman.
Oh, God. It's like a woman's body, but possum head.
Yes.
You know, sexy woman body, and then just morphs into a possum.
But a cul-de-sac.
Like 60,
and a cul-de-sac.
60 nipples.
Oh,
at a cul-de-sac.
A cul-de-sac downstairs.
This is like a dream I had.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
You're good. You up to anything?
Yeah. Actually, no. I wanted to mention.
How do you segue to anything?
Yeah.
So speaking of Pete Ravello,
speaking of porn, speaking of vaginal cul-de-sacs,
I went out for brunch last week.
Nice.
Pete Ravello did happen to be at the brunch.
Oh, look at that! Okay. All right.
See that?
See
a few friends.
Pete,
you know, we're just at a local place, very relaxed. The food not that great. We're not going for great food. We're going to hang out for 3 hours, have some
atmosphere.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's empty. Except last week, there was a memorial service happening for somebody. So we're over here on the left, and there's like 25 people having a memorial service. But they're all chatting, and we're talking.
Okay.
As soon as my eggs Benedict come out, the lady stands up, and she says, "I'd like to say a few words." She says a few words, and then she wants everybody to go around the room and say a few words.
Like you?
No, just all the people at the memorial. So now the six of us were at a table. We're like, okay, I guess we'll be quiet, respect the memorial. But every single person that talked said, you know, this guy, he wasn't a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if he knew you, then maybe he liked you. And then the next person would talk and say, yeah, he wasn't known for being, you know, very, like, you know, like, likable. Every single person. They were basically like, this guy
like Ebenezer
was an asshole.
Scrooge's
he had six people who liked him, and they're all here right now. It went on for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
It was like an hour 15 of people talking before we were finally like...
An hour 15?
We were dying. We were dying. We were like trying not to laugh. Every person was like, so I have a story about him, but, you know, once he called me basic... He called me basic, and then she started crying because he called... like, he insulted her by calling her basic, and then she's crying.
What?
One story, the... A lady said, yeah, I was bartending, and he came in, and he said, he ordered a martini, I make him his martini. He said, and by the way, you should call the police because I just stepped over a body. Someone's been shot right in front of the bar. So he stepped over the body. He ordered a martini.
Oh, my God.
And then they called the cops. And it was, that was our brunch. That was our Sunday brunch.
No fucking way.
I mean, did you kind of love it?
I loved it. In fact, Pete wasn't. Yeah, Pete wasn't at the brunch. But as soon as it started happening, I texted him and I was like, you got to come right now. And he did. He left. I told him what was happening and he left his apartment immediately and he came to the memorial brunch.
I know what that's like. I went to a memorial where nobody had anything good to say, but everybody kept getting up.
Everyone kept getting up.
Do you remember that? It was, I won't say who, but they were just, the guy was just like, yeah, I'll never forget. He came over and he was at my mother's house and my mother wasn't home and he opened the refrigerator and he took out a big bowl of, it was like pasta or something, and he was just like, oh, my mom, that's my mom plans on, that's for dinner later. He's like, I don't give a fuck, and he ate it all and he farted and he left, and that's just how he was. He's like, why? Like, every story was how this guy like kind of sucked.
Yeah.
He farted and he left.
Every story was worse than the next, and we just had to just quietly like sit through it. Finally, I was like, I'm going out for a cigarette. Like, I'm doing it. I'm reaching this.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow. I would have loved that. I would have been so happy.
In the middle, now we're side texting each other, and someone was like, hey, when I die, just only mention what a piece of shit I was like once or twice. Don't make it the entire thing.
The whole brunch.
The whole brunch.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Once again, back again, the Wahoos together again.
The mighty, mighty Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
We're coming back.
Yeah, we're back. We're playing at the Super Live Adventure Podcast 10th anniversary show.
The 420 show.
The 420 on 420. It's happening. It's going to be an extravaganza.
What better band?
Well, some listeners may not know. The Wahoo Skiffle Crazies are a jug band that the two of you are in.
That's right.
Correct. Have been in for a very long time. And somehow,
decades.
10 years of doing this podcast, how many live shows? We have never done a show together.
I can't even believe that
It's weird.
That we never did that. We never had that crossover episode.
So bizarre.
You know, it's like the Jetsons and the Flintstones. How have we not... How have we not done this?
Almost every Wahoo's been guest on the show.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100% sure. We may have been involved in things that were like maybe like Richmond County Fair. Yeah. We did the podcast. But it was like events that we were at, but not
we
together.
We
did
a show together.
We've never done that.
Yeah. We're gonna.
It's finally gonna happen. So 420.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doors open 7:30.
Get your tickets early because they're less. You know, you pay less if you get your tickets in advance.
That's right. $12.
More money to buy weed. $420.
It is crazy. So it's $12 to get in. It's not a big place. So I really get those tickets because it's going to sell out. It's an intimate show.
Yeah. Very intimate. This is like a glory hole.
40
that.
People. Like, right? Like,
for 12
no,
bucks.
Oh, it's.
60. It's about 60, yeah. 65. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Max. I mean, that's packing max. Everybody in.
It's
yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
But what do you get?
$12, you get Super Live Adventure. Mm-hmm. You get a live performance from Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
That's who you're listening to right now.
Also, the whole thing is being sponsored by Ross Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
You get two cans, those big cans of
Ross.
You get two drink tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You're not a beer drinker. We'll have some water and stuff and other things.
Yeah, you can drink water.
We'll have a cup of tea for you. Get out of here.
$12. You get two beers in a
two
show.
Two beer.
It's kind of crazy. If you're in the Little Chub Club, there's a promo code on Patreon. You get half off. So $6.
Wait, $6
$6 you get the show.
For two big old beers or, and you know, or iced teas or whatever you want. And
well, I can't promise iced tea.
Please, it's don't.
Sponsored by
I'll go to Costco.
Okay. You guys, right. Laura, I'm going to Costco. All right.
We're going to have water. Guys, if you don't drink
water.
If we don't drink alcohol.
Two waters.
If you don't drink alcohol, you have two waters. But you can bring your own iced tea mix.
You can. And like Crystal Light, you could bring
BYOIT.
Hey, look, we're not selling the beer. As far as you got a flask
and
in your pocket.
And don't tell anybody that we are, because we're not.
But also, do your own thing, right?
Do your own thing. It's BYOB also.
We're not. Don't.
No, we're giving away two drinks with every ticket. And it's also BYOB, and it's also BYOB. Be in terms of bring your own bud as well. It's 420.
It's a 420 show.
Bring your own bud. Bring your own beer.
Lots of bees. Bring your own best friend.
Bring your own bees. Bring your bitches.
Oh!
Bring all your bitches to this show. I want to see your bitches. I want to see your biggest, baddest bitches at the show.
Down in Travis.
My hometown.
That's right. That's a Little Victory.
We're taking it home.
Little Victory Theater.
The Little Victory. It's the victory lap. We're taking it home. We're going to get crazy with the bitches. Gotta be there.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Go to superliveadventure.com. There's a big old flyer with a raccoon on it.
That's right.
That's how you get tickets.
Click on it. Click on that raccoon. Boop the raccoon's nose for a magical experience on 420. If you are living in the New York tri-state area.
Yeah, you got to come.
It's called Be Real.
We've just been Be Real.
It's Be Real, and you guys are in my Be Real.
How do you spell Be Real?
It's the way you spell Be Real, but just squished together with a capital R.
So it's not like the guy from Cypress Hill, Be Real.
No.
Not that Be Real.
This is it's once a day you get a notification that says it's time to be real. And you take a picture of whatever you're doing in that moment.
Time to be real.
It's time to be
right
real.
Now.
You get a notification like a text, and then it could be 10 a.m. It could be 4 p.m. It could be 9 p.m. It could be 11:55 p.m.
What if you're like at your mother's funeral and you're like,
then you decide whether you
like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you never know. Anything can happen at any time, and you just don't want to be real.
You might not want to be real.
So
look, here's Tim Duffy's Be Real. It's his air fryer.
Okay.
It's his air fryer.
That's what he's doing right now.
Well, that's somebody's
air
fryer.
That's what's happening right now.
That's what he's doing right now. So if you get it, Be Real during the day, it's everybody, you know, on their computers and they're working. Get a Be Real on a Friday night. It's like, hey, what are you doing on Friday night? Look, Joey and Kristen, they're in California. Mike and Robin are out to dinner. It's a very low stakes social media that you're not curating. There's no ads. It's just you in the moment.
You
want to see hours.
I remember you telling me, if you don't do it,
you could do it late.
Okay. If you choose to not do it at all, you don't get the post.
So there's us. Look, it's you on the social media.
Oh my God, my leg looks so big.
It does. Well, it does. And if anybody's listening, Chris's leg looks bigger than it does.
Don't worry. Don't see that and call an ambulance my friend's leg's swollen.
Yeah, I love how quickly. That doesn't look good.
What is that?
It's the fishbowl because it's trying to get the whole picture of what you're looking at.
Yeah, but if you don't know him, you think
imagine how big his cock is.
You want that to be the caption?
Yeah, imagine how small it looks between those legs.
No, it's humongous. What are you talking about? Don't you say that. No, everybody. No, it doesn't look small.
We're being real.
My God. I got mammoth
being
legs.
Real. Those are fake legs.
We're being real.
Yeah, those are fake legs.
I'm sorry.
I know. What are you doing to me? Everybody on Be Real is going to be laughing at me.
They're going to think it's real.
I'm trying to
think we're being real over here. I'm not. I'm really mad.
You got a really big leg.
No.
I'm sorry.
Mammoth leg.
I'm just trying to be real. Jesus Christ. Girl, can't be real.
Mammoth leg.
Mammoth leg.
John, I think you would
I'm
like
gonna
it.
I'm going to get ants for giant, no. Yes, giant socks. Would.
No.
Because you're not getting stuck in it. You're not getting lost in there. It happens once
I still got to go to it. I don't even want that.
It's so
I don't
quick.
Want
you take
it.
A picture, you post it, and that's it.
Why? For
because
who?
It's an old fun. Man.
Leave
Look,
him alone
Jay
with
Miller,
that.
He's watching TV.
Yeah, of course. I knew that. I didn't need to be real. I know. That was wrestling? What's going on?
It's probably wrestling.
I don't know. It's teams.
Sports.
Texas.
Sports wrestling.
Sports.
No, this is
the
has...
Midwest regional semifinal of I don't know what.
How does no, his this legs has... look in these pictures?
It's fun. Let's. I don't know if I find his legs. You can't see him.
Be real makes your legs look huge.
Well,
listen, this is my number one problem with it.
You're gonna go write a review on yeah. the App Store. Really like the concept.
Really great app, except for the little, you know, everything below the waist.
My legs, a little
huge,
big.
Huge legs.
It's big. Always it's always a selfie end.
A selfie end, the, what's
and
in
the
front of you.
And the thing in front of you.
Yeah. It's the kids. The kids are doing it, and now the adults...
are ruining it. That's what we do. We ruin it for the kids. We keep the kids moving.
They don't have to be friends
Make sure the
with
kids
us.
Don't hang out anyway.
They don't have to be friends with us. Fuck them.
Yeah, but still, once we're around, you know we're making it like less cool once we're around.
You're only friends.
Right?
You
yeah.
only
oh,
see
you're dadding
your
it up.
You're not. It, I mean, yeah, that's why Facebook turned into.
You can't
you know,
dad it up. You can't mom it up.
Yeah. No, that's not for me.
Anything mommed up right, or whatever. Dadded up. What would. Like, I live by Nickelodeon rules. You know what I mean? Kids rule around here. Yeah, my kid says, I don't know. Guess what? I'm dumping something over this.
There's awful stuff come up. It's like...
No,
like,
there's no ads.
Ever
there's nothing.
But I mean, like, people aren't taking a piss.
Sometimes Manny, you see his butt.
You
know,
see Manny's butt?
You see Manny's butt.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you should have led with that. You really buried the lead here.
I should have opened with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see Manny's butt.
Is that Molly being
it's
real?
Molly's be real.
All right.
So she's if her be real is she's just looking at
it's
his
It's like
ass?
A Where's Waldo. Like if you look, if
does
you
Manny look, just run around naked in the house.
Yes, that's he like, could be way off in the distance, and it's just weird. Like, oh wait, zoom in. There it is.
It's
you know,
just like crazy it's naked like Peruvian with his hair,
the long hair,
like he's chasing Indiana Jones around or something. Like that.
Yeah, if you don't know Manny, check out Manny and Friends. You'll find a picture of Manny. The flowing Manny. Hair,
I
the
love
flowing
him.
Hair, the naked bottom.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you're missing on B-Roll. I told you, you know.
All right, I didn't know we had like naked. Spouses yeah. running around on
Consider
B-Real.
Yeah, now it's
Consider
yeah, now
it.
Yeah, now it's yeah, now it's up on the block. Let's
All right, I'll think about it.
Consider it.
I'll consider it.
John's gonna
to
be real.
No, he's gonna be real.
What
Come
a
on.
Day.
Be real for a week and
hey,
then
listeners,
delete it.
Find John be real being real. Yeah.
You don't want to lose touch, you know? Especially in your business, you want to stay. You got to stay fresh.
You got to stay real, bro.
You got to stay real. You got to.
This
stay
is they constantly
real.
Catch me like off guard. I'm prepared.
It doesn't just automatically take it. You choose.
That's how it should be.
You
by the way,
choose.
Oh, it just.
It
yeah.
Just go off.
Yeah. Yeah, like eating chicken, like it's all over your face. Oh right, no,
so
I'm real.
You're supposed to do something.
You either do it on time or you don't. Nobody gives a shit. You don't have to do it in that moment.
Okay.
But wait, if you don't do it, they...
Then it, you get... You, it says you're late.
How about I said... How about I said, like...
privileges?
It's no. random? No.
10 a.m., 4 p.m., 10... It can be whatever.
Just yeah. happens randomly.
Mm-hmm, every day, randomly.
Okay. No.
Still not sold.
Well, no way. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You're going to do it?
No!
He's going to do it.
I'm not doing that.
You got this new phone. For what?
Pictures, video.
For what? Yeah,
for what? Do fun stuff.
For what? Be fun with us.
I will. No, real. All right, get fine. Out of here.
Fine.
Real.
Get old. Be old.
You know what you're going to see? Doing. A lot of pictures of me smoking pot in my office. Like, that's all you're going to see.
That's what I want to see.
That's all I do.
That's the content. It's like the anti-social media. I'm like a commercial for B-Real now.
Look at you.
I'm
going
to get fucking sponsored. This episode is brought to you by
B-Real Soup.
BeRealSoup.com.
Do it send me some beer.
Some real soup, please.
I mean, look, I brought this bowl, this toilet bowl.
Where
today.
Did you get this?
I got a bowl that looks like a toilet bowl. And honestly, I've never smoked out of it before. I thought
yeah,
we could
clean
do
bowl.
It. It's a clean bowl. Maybe I got it at a Jibber Jazz. I thought it was funny. I don't know. I just found it today.
I mean, it's got a lid.
It's got a lid.
That opens up.
It's a little toilet.
For all intents. It is.
It's tiny. You know, it's a perfect size for like a G.I. Joe to take a dump on. Or something. You know what I mean? It's like a good. But it's perfect.
It's a bowl.
You got to smoke some brown hash that looks like a turd.
We got to put something in
here. Oh, all right.
We got to bless
it. Pump some in there. What do we got?
The cable's touching. There we go. Yeah.
We got the biscotti. We got lemon Thai. And we got sour diesel.
We'll do the biscotti.
All right. Biscotti it up.
Come on.
Biscuit in the bowl, ladies and gentlemen. Load it up. Drop it in there. Hey, this episode is brought to you by Ross Beer Company. I'm drinking a beautiful fish finder lager. I found some fish today, thanks to Ross. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to name them. I'm going to teach them to fight crime. And I'm gonna have a team of fish that I train in the martial arts.
You
thanks to Ross. Go to rossbrewing.com. You know what? Figure it out. Figure out how to get your beer from them. You know what? You should really take the initiative on this one. I can't lead. I can only lead a horse to beer. But what I will tell you should do is shoot the ordinary and just fucking get out there and choose the ball. Because if you don't, someone else is going to do it. And you're going to put your face in it. And you know what? You don't need your face in places. Your face shouldn't be. Drink Ross! Welcome back to the Egg Dump Soup home shopping channel, where you can get your eggdumpsoup.com soup here ordered directly to your house. We got tons of it. We got barrels of it. We got stacks of it. We got so much of it, and we want to give it to you people. Hold up. We got Margaret from Roanoke, Virginia on the line. Margaret, what are you going to do with all your eggdumpsoup.com from eggdumpsoup?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd invite all the ladies from the rec center over to my house.
Oh, I love ladies from the rec center.
An egg dump soup party. And we've been looking for something to do, and you nice fellas are sending us not one, but two, but three egg dump soups.
That's right. Three, because we love you three times. You and those beautiful ladies, we want you all to become Egg Dump Soup converts. We want you all to come into the Egg Dump Soup light, and we want you all to bathe and baptize in Egg Dump Soup, ladies.
We're ready to be egg dumpers.
That's right. We got Paul from Akron, Ohio on the line. Well, Paul, what are you going to do with your eggdumpsoup.com soup from eggdumpsoup.com?
I'm going to bathe in it.
That's a beautiful idea.
I'm gonna put it right in the tub, and I'm gonna take an egg dump bath.
That's a good idea. You know what? You don't just have to use it once and dump it. You can tell the wife to jump in. You can tell the kids to jump in. If you got parakeets and hermit crabs, anything, you put them in the tub with you. You can all get in together several times.
To see you and my cats, but I'll take you up on that. Thank you.
Ooh, I love cats too. Hey, we got so many more deals going out. It's not just these beautiful people. It's you beautiful people at home as well. We got beautiful deals for you beautiful people. You go to eggdumpsoup.com to get the eggdumpsoup.com soup from eggdumpsoup.com.
Here are this week's voicemails.
First voicemails from Lil Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Robo Gale. Thanks for sending Eddie our way. Thanks for the new voicemail, Eddie. Hey, you know what? Every little Eddie voicemail gets a theme song from Jingles All the Way.
All right.
So let's take off the headphones.
Okay.
And how we feeling tonight? How we doing tonight, everybody? How's it going out here in Little Eddie Land? You, ma'am, you look like you're having a good time. Did you come here with somebody? No, you're alone. I'll tell you later. Hey, Little Eddie! Oh, Little Eddie's getting sweaty up here. Rocking the stage at this place, and I'm trying to pick up fans as they're sitting and watching me sing. Little Eddie, I'm up here doing my thing, cause it's you. You're gonna get me laid, Little Eddie. Oh, you're gonna get me paid. You're gonna give a movie review, and I'm gonna put it on my podcast to get my dick sucked. Oh, yeah. To get my dick sucked.
Get your dick sucked.
Suck it now. Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched Land of the I'm sorry. I just watched 65. I liked it. That is all.
You liked it. Reluctantly, it sounds like.
Okay.
All right. That's that Adam
Driver
movie
thing? Okay.
I guess the joke was very Land of the Lost.
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to see it. I heard it looks cool.
I heard it looks cool. I heard one bad thing about it. There was this, I forget the guy's name, but I listened to this podcast today, and it was a film critic for the New York Times who's just not going to review movies anymore. He's like so fed up with the state of movies. And that was like,
because of,
that was 65? His penultimate like movie review he went to see while they were doing the podcast. And no, not because of 65, but he came out of it just not liking it at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
So,
you know,
it's kind of a sad ending to the guy's career is watching 65.
Jesus. I'm sure 65 is okay. But 69 is better.
Hey, I was hanging out with my buddy, and we decided to test the elasticity of his whole asshole. Anyway, you know, for science. Anyway, I was only able to get 2-3 things in there tops. But we're going to keep trying and going to keep working it out. Anyway, you guys like science? You guys ever experiment with science? All right, thank you.
Your shit.
Shit
it.
All right.
There was. Did you see on Discord? There was something posted about
raccoons.
About science.
About the human asshole. I think it was that the human asshole can stretch to 7 inches. I think that's what I read. At least that's what one of the chubs posted, and that a raccoon can squeeze through a space that's 4 inches.
Yes, so technically
you could almost get 2 raccoons up your ass.
Seems like a lot.
It's a lot.
There's no way a raccoon could squeeze into that. I know raccoons. There's no way a raccoon could squeeze into that.
But if you stretched your asshole out 7 inches.
And the raccoon's pointy face. You know how a cat can go through the size of its head?
Yeah, the raccoon can't.
There's no room in.
He knows raccoons.
I know raccoons and I know assholes. There's no way a raccoon is fitting up anybody's asshole.
You are the best person to find out. Like, I dare you.
I promise you.
I dare you.
Where's the scientific proof other than it's an Instagram?
Do science.
But yeah, I call malarkey on that.
All right.
Okay. Oh no, he's calling malarkey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He did it. He did it.
It's a bunch of
very
humbug.
Very rare that he calls malarkey.
Yeah, it's humbug. It's you get a raccoon's skullduggery to me.
You get a raccoon's head in there, probably, which would look funny.
The snoot.
Raccoon's not gonna fit in anybody's ass.
The nose is. Yeah, it is.
No, the nose. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, its whole body. Oh, its nose is gonna go right up your ass. He's got little. They got little grape noses. It's like putting a little grape up your butt.
And that grape. He knows.
Yeah.
Grapey grape.
You guys ever did grapey grape?
I missed that. I missed that
grape
year.
Oh, okay. Grapey grape. No.
No, we go to the same schools.
Never heard.
What? One guy, two grapes? What?
Hey, grapey grape.
He's cracking up.
Hey, grapey grape.
He's cracking himself up.
That?
The grapey grape was cracking them.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched Scream 6. I did not like it.
Oh.
That is all.
Okay. It's all right. Crazy there's 6. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I checked out after 4.
I stopped after 1. I don't know about anybody
else.
Oh,
really? Never saw any of this?
I think I just saw 1.
You never saw any of
two?
The Squeakquels?
No, I don't think so.
The last one I saw had Jay and Silent Bob in it.
Yeah, that was the 4th yeah, one. Yeah.
I was done. That was it.
Yeah, with Jay and Silent Bob show up in your movie.
No.
But that's the point. It's a campy kind of movie,
no,
right?
Yeah.
That did it for me. Over. That's when Scream jumped the shark.
Hello, boys. Well, it is a smuggler.
Such
not
a burglar.
A burglar.
He's a burglar.
Yeah. And some updates with the raccoons. I did start to butler them on Butler Day. They were quite appreciative. But now that Butler Day is over, they're still demanding what they want.
Yeah, they'll do.
So they've started making signs. I can't read raccoon, but I'm pretty sure it's expletives directed at me. Chris, I would be worried for you as they're starting to get violent and starting to organize. So that's the update. So
thanks, Smurgle.
Raccoons, if you're listening, I love you. Bye. <Bye-bye. laughs>
Thank you, sure. Listen,
he
I
like an 80s cartoon villain.
he looks like an 80s cartoon villain.
Yeah, he kind of is. Rubble, rubble.
He shows up at shows.
Hamburgers.
I think if anybody comes to that little Victory
I've
Theater show.
Oh, I'm sure.
Keep an eye.
I'm sure.
We don't want him in there, but he manages to get in every time.
Keep an eye on your hamburgers.
Look for the burger. Such.
Yeah. Listen, news flash, man. I'm the one organizing them. I'm the one... militarizing them. I'm equipping. I'm starting a paramilitary group of raccoon shock troopers to punish and devour my enemies. I'm out for blood. And hey, I'm just being Chris. Just being me, guys.
You know Chris.
You know me. Death through raccoons. I'm training them. As well as the Ross.
I'm glad
fish.
I'm on your side. I'm glad I'm on
Thanks.
Your side.
You know, I try to keep it real. I be real.
You're being real.
I'm being real.
Real
baby.
As fuck.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie. I just watched Champions.
Champions?
I liked it. That is all.
Enthusiastic.
All right.
I don't know. It.
Yeah, Champions.
Champions.
You know, it's like everybody who won everything, just it's a movie about their lives.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of winners.
It's like Michael Jordan's in it.
Michael Jordan's definitely in it. Wayne Gretzky's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all these champions.
Mike Tyson. I mean, sounds good.
Yeah, it's all these champions. No losers at all. No sucky people.
We don't want losers in our movie.
No, no.
There's another movie for that. It's called Losers.
Yeah. It's Champion. Queen does the soundtrack. It's the whole it's the, that song over and
Limp
over.
Limp Bizkit
and
does the soundtrack
again.
For Losers.
Yeah, Limp Bizquick. The cover band of Limp Bizkit. They couldn't even get the real Limp Bizkit. They got Limp Bizquick.
Limp Bizquick. The Limp Bizkit cover band.
Fred Wurst, that's like the singer. All right, enough. Stop.
All right, we gotta wrap it up.
We gotta go, guys. We gotta wrap it up.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
As always.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
I want to plug real quick. I'm doing a show April 8th. Doing Brewha 3.
Yes.
Listeners might remember. It's been a while. It was like pre-COVID, but I've done this before. This is a ton of comedians each telling one joke. And it's going to be at Beach House Brewery in Belmar, April 8th, 6 p.m. It's free, but they do take donations because they're raising money for kids. KYDS.
Nice. Real right. kids or kids with a Y? Like
kids with a Y.
Kids with a Y. Y. So are we talking about actual human children?
No, it's a total scam.
Yeah. There's no cars for these kids. This is bunk.
No, it's very nice. So Taylor Allen and Ugly Pancake are putting that together. That's going to be
nice.
It's okay. Going to be a fun show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, our show, 420.
420. Pre-sale tickets.
420, baby.
Get your pre-sale tickets.
SuperLiveAdventure.com. Get those tickets. Really, get those tickets. 420, 8 o'clock, Super Live Adventure, Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
It's a Thursday. You don't have anything else to do.
Brought maybe, to you by Ross Brewing.
Maybe some other surprise guests. We don't know.
We don't know.
We're trying to work.
We're
going to
ask them.
We're going to ask them.
Yeah, yeah. They're on vacation. They're
on when they come back, we'll find out.
When they come back. All right.
That's right.
Going to be such a good show. It's Listen, gonna be... we're going to be high. People are going to be drunk. Come on out. It's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah. Help us make sure we get the equipment to the car, please.
Yeah, somebody.
One of those shows.
Somebody
just
there.
Keep an eye on us.
Yeah, give us one of those dogs, at least. Like
lead us around. Assistance dog.
Oh, and I said I don't want to plug too much, but call, give us a call, 781-PODSLAP, 781-763-7527.
Yes, we want to hear from you.
Do it.
And if you love us, you like the show, please share it. Share it to someone who would appreciate it as well. Please, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
give it out
and send us gum. Like, give us gum.
Gum.
Send us gum.
Yeah. What do you? What kind do you want?
I'll have any gum. Like,
any
like
gum?
Fruity, minty.
I
like
a fruity. I want a fruit stripe. I want
any
the
gum.
I
oh,
want
fruit stripe.
Well, I want a fruit stripe that the flavor lasts longer than 10 minutes. Though.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, make a fruit stripe that's better, and then send it into the show.
No, okay. You can't have that? Both. But if anybody out there knows of any, send us gum.
Slap Studios. All right. 536 Park Avenue, number 631, Scotch Plains, New Jersey, 07076. Send us gum.
Send
That's
us gum.
Right. That's where you send all your gum.
Amen.
I could have a box full of gum next time I next happy, time I go to the mail
happy
room.
Easter. That's an Easter.
gum crazy.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Until next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Fit it.
Wear you.
Shit it. Bye.
Bye.
Speaking of porn, I don't know who asked for all the stepsister, stepbrother stuff, but woo, you got it. Wow, huh?